One Man Family, now brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Vaseline, the remarkable new family antiseptic and germicide. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Paul and Clifford on the back terrace.
He's dead giving him a bad time, Dean. I've been trying to convince him it's impossible for him to see Christine until she gets Rex Strome squared away.
Dad gets messed up in his really lab house in fireworks.
Well, you know how Dad is.
Don't we ever?
So that's how it is with the barbers today. And now, I'd like to have a word with you, mothers. I wonder how many of you know what you can do when your youngsters fall down and scrape a knee or elbow or cut themselves on something. Well, the answer is easy. Just bathe it with Bactine. That's right. Use B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, the new amazingly different and effective fighter of germs. You'll discover that the youngsters won't mind it when you use Bactine, Mother. It's powerful, but also extra gentle. It does not sting nor smart like harsher antiseptics. Remember, Bactine is extra gentle, yet powerful in fighting germs. It destroys most germs fast and thoroughly. And the effectiveness of just one application lasts up to 6 hours. Bactine has many other uses, too. In fact, once you've tried it, you'll find it's the handiest bottle in the house. Ask your druggist for Bactine. Get the large family-sized bottle for 70 cents. Chapter 14, Book 76, The Book of Rexford Strome. The weatherman has made good on his promise of a warm, pleasant evening in San Francisco. Up in Seacliff, two members of the barber clan, at least, are enjoying the outdoors. Clifford and Jack sit on the terrace of the family home.
Can you imagine staying inside on a night like this? What's the matter with people anyway, Cliff?
Well, it just goes to prove we're the only bright ones in the family, that's all.
I'm not kidding. As soon as Betty and I got the kids in bed, I said, let's go across the hedge and sit with the family on the terrace. It'll be swell over there. Would you think she'd jump at it? Women always complain about having to be in the house. When they can get out, they don't want to do it. Brothers, women get more mysterious every day I live. Maybe Betty just wants to be alone, Jack.
Could be.
She gave me a song and dance about not leaving the kids alone, but she seemed very happy to have me come over.
Oh, that's right. You haven't got Nicolette.
Bet you miss him.
Sure do.
I'm glad she's gone to the Sky Ranch. She needs a good rest.
She's probably working just as hard up there. I never saw anybody go the way she did.
I wonder what Mom and Dad are doing.
I thought they'd be out here for sure.
And Dad had Paul calling, trying to get some dope on the
phone. Oh, fine.
And Mom was acting as referee, I suppose.
I don't know. I ducked out.
So I guess you'll just have to get along with my business company.
Well, I'll try you out for a little while. But you better come up with something good, because I'll be eating the old hay before too long.
Oh. How are you tonight, Mr. Gann?
Dad's looks are over here.
You call me?
No, I just said hello.
I'll be right over.
Okay.
Glad you got it.
Ex-con and Dad hiding for a night wants me.
Why didn't you leave well enough alone?
You'll come over here and talk our arm off.
I'm going to sit down here.
Well, everything okay around the premises, Mr. Gann?
Hi, Mr. Barber.
Oh, it's Mr. Jack Barber, too, you know.
Yeah, I've been keeping an eye on your place, too, you know.
That's fine, Mr. Gann.
Yes, time to get value received. Your father's treated me the way a man likes to be treated. Want to show him I appreciate it.
He thinks you're doing a good job, all right, Mr. Gann.
Well, I'll say this. There ain't been no incident since I took over here.
Oh, a couple of things couldn't put a finger on. Like the garage door banging down the other night. But I went over the whole thing and I told your father to put it down to the wind. That's what I told him. Put it down to the wind, Mr. Barber.
I'm sure it blew hard that night.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just starting out my evening rounds. Got the place worked out into kind of a system, you might say. I'm around all night, you know. Cover all the vital points too many times during the course of the evening. Try to be quiet about it, of course. Don't want to disturb anybody's sleep. But when you're checking the locks and so forth, there's bound to be a certain amount of noise. Like the private doors, you see, there ain't been no slip-up. So forth.
Oh, you bet.
You say your father's happy with the service, eh?
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'll drop by a little later. Gotta get on with my work. I like to talk, but work comes first. Is that right?
You got something there, Mr. Gann.
Yes, well, if anything turns up, I'm right here to jump. You just call me.
Okay, Mr. Gann. I feel kind of sorry for the guy.
Yeah. Wonder how long Dad will keep me. Since Christine got here, I think the phone with this has cooled off, isn't it?
Not as far as Dad's concerned. He won't be satisfied till the guy's gone. And that can't be too soon for me, either.
Has Paul said anything to you about what Christine's going to do?
Listen. You try to get me out of Paul.
You've seen Christine. You knew that, didn't you?
Well...
Oh, come on. Paul told me himself that you were down here the other night just before she came over.
Well, you asked me for it, then.
Mm-hmm. Just to see how much he knew.
Well, I don't know any more than you do. And I'll bet that isn't much.
Yes. I guess Paul has to work his title, sir.
Yeah. Poor guy is caught in a... just coming down from the house.
Paul?
Uh-huh. Hi.
Who is it? Jack?
I'm Cliff. We're holding down the fort here.
Well... You're holding down a chair to me.
Oh, I'm an expert at that, my friend. Try it yourself. It ain't so hard to do once you get the hang of it.
All right. I'll take a shot, Ernie.
What you been doing, Paul? This is no kind of a night to be in the house.
Well, I've been trying to get out for the last half hour.
Dad giving you a bad time?
No, I've been trying to convince him it's impossible for him to see Christine until she gets Rex squared away. He's got the notion he's heading out, and if he'd only talk to her, he'd have to throw him out of town before he could say Jack Robbins.
If he gets messed up in it, we're really liable to have some fireworks.
Yeah, my dad is.
Don't we ever.
This thing's coming over tonight. She'll probably be able to tell me what her plans are.
You're going to meet here again?
Mm-hmm. I got a note from her this morning saying she'd arranged to get out for a while tonight. She said Rex was watching us so close, it's pretty hard for her to call me on the phone anymore.
Is she planning to take Rex back to you?
I suppose. I've only seen her the one time. The night when she first got in town.
Well, you'll probably get all the dope tonight. What time's she coming, Bunch?
Well, she'll be here in a few minutes now.
Hey, here comes our pal, Ernie Gamby back. Better give him the brush off.
Hey, Mr. Jack.
Yeah?
I was just checking over to your house and you... Oh, good evening, Mr. Father.
Well, how are you tonight?
This is on the job, Mr. Paul. Cover the entire ground.
What were you saying about my house?
Yes, as I told you earlier, it's part of the service. And because you're one of Mr. Barber's sons and living right next door and so forth, I'm keeping a watch on your place as well.
Yeah, but what...
Yes, I was going to tell you about your wife,
huh? Nothing wrong with Betty, is there?
Oh, no. I'll see to that.
What about her?
Well, she asked me to tell you to come home.
Oh.
God, I think you had me scared for a minute.
Yeah, me too.
No. Nothing amiss at all over there. I was just checking on your door and she heard me. She passed the time of the evening and she asked me if I'd be so kind to ask you to come on home. She'd like to call and wake the children.
She's a little lonesome, too, I guess.
Ah, she's a very sweet woman, your wife. You know, every time I see her...
Well, thanks, Mr. James.
Oh, part of the service.
Well, I'll see you guys.
Okay. Nice, guys. Yes, you'll find everything all right over there.
That's fine, Mr. James. Thanks again.
I tell you, they make a fine young couple. Six young daughters. I take a family like that, and a man would have to have a heart of stone, not to like me. Yeah, but I took good care if nothing happens to them. It's an emergency. You can bet on that. That right, Mr. Barber?
Hmm?
You're talking to me at the phone. Oh, there's a little confusion. You're so many, Mr. Barber.
Yeah, well, you've got a date, haven't you, boy?
Yeah, pretty soon.
Well, don't let me keep it. Here's something you want to do.
You're, making something on me, isn't that it?
Yeah.
Well, don't need to worry about it at all. I'll be right around. You won't be disturbed.
Yeah, well, I think I'll go in the house a minute. I
know you'll want to be alone at first.
Your mother and father are going up to their room. I saw the light go on their bedroom just a little bit ago. Oh, yes, about time for them to be turning in. I'm getting to know their habits pretty well.
Oh, I'll be around all night.
They'll be safe.
Don't have to worry about them.
Well, I'll go in, Paul, so you can be alone.
Yeah, okay, Cliff.
Yeah.
Tell her hello
for
me, huh?
Right. Okay, Cliff.
Yes, mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe a young lady, I guess, huh?
Very romantic surroundings here. I often stop on this terrace during the night and I just look out there and I say to myself, where would you find a site like this? Anywhere in the world. I think that Golden Gate Bridge. Engineering and marvel to begin with. But aside from that, now let's put that aside, sir, and consider it from the beauty angle. Just take a look at it, Miss Miller. You can talk about Europe or anywhere. Of course, I ain't been there, but I say they can't match the view you've got right here in secret. Am I right?
Hmm? Oh, yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm, that's what reason I like to be in this job.
Hey, just a second, Mr. Gans. I want to take a look over here.
No, I just want to see if the person I'm expecting is coming.
Oh. I don't know anybody.
Oh, no, there's nobody inside.
The party was going to meet you here on the terrace?
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind, I would appreciate it.
Oh, don't worry. I'll be around. You won't be disturbed for 1 second.
Yes, I understand. Thank you, but... We prefer to be alone.
Oh, I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it anyway. Oh, dear. I've had my innings with the women. What I meant was from the security angle. You don't need to have any concern on that score.
I know how to keep my mouth shut, too. Now, the other night, I saw you and the lady talking here in the terrace.
I made a point of going about my duties, but not interfering.
I don't suppose you were even aware that I noticed you.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah, it'll be the same tonight. I'll be watching and not watching. If you know what I mean.
Hey, Paul.
Yes, Cliff?
Come here a second, will you?
Okay. I'll be right with you.
Well, I'll get on with my rounds. Nice to talk to you.
Yeah, all right.
I'm certainly glad you came out, Cliff. That man's been talking me silly. I'm afraid Christine might have heard him. He's afraid to come on down.
I'm sorry, John. Christine's not coming.
Huh?
I didn't talk to him on the phone.
Why didn't you call me?
I didn't have time. He couldn't even finish what she started to say. The phone was cut off right in the middle of the message. And you did get an answer when she might be able to keep him going.
What did she say?
I didn't even mention she answered me. I'm going to wait when he called you because he wouldn't have time. And he needed his message. He said, tell Paul, I can't leave. He must be calling me in his stomach. Phone cut. He was in for me.
I see.
You don't suppose Paul knows anything about me?
Paul will be back in just a moment with further development. Mother, here's something else to remember about that team. If someone in the family suffers from burning feet or the discomforts of athlete's foot, they can find relief by using Bactine. Just follow the simple directions on the bottle. Bactine is a powerful fighter of germs, yet Bactine is gentle to skin. Remember, it's an antiseptic, bactericide, fungicide, and cleanser deodorant all in one. You'll be delighted with the soothing, wonderful relief it can give from burning feet and the discomforts of athlete's foot. Try it and see. There are numerous other uses for this remarkable antiseptic, too. Get a 30 or 70 cent bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. B-A-C-T-I-N-E. Bactine. All right, Paul.
My disappointment is great when I learned that Christine couldn't meet me tonight. But my concern for what may be happening at the phone place is even greater. Each day, the shadow of Rexford's phone grows darker and more ominous. And that's how it is with the Barbies today. Good night.
For just 10 cents, you can try Tabsin, a remarkable new product that offers fast relief from the symptoms of hay fever and summer colds. Just send 10 cents with your name and address to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, for a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin from our regular stock. You'll never know how much better Tabsin can help you feel until you try it. So put your dime in the mail right now. Send it to Miles Laboratories, Box 30, Elkhart, Indiana, for a regular 45-cent trial package of Tabsin. This offer is for a limited time only, so send for T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, today. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed every weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Bactine. Tomorrow, Chapter 15, Book 76. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Morgan Beatty and hear General MacArthur express confidence in ultimate victory. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.